All right, it's a bonus edition of Locked On Warriors here on a Monday. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News. Make sure to follow Locked On Warriors on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get podcasts for episodes every day, Monday through Friday. I'll be joined here in a moment by Dr. Steve Yoon, a physician at Cedars-Sinai Curl and Jope Institute in Los Angeles, to discuss everything that will go into James Wiseman's rehab from this meniscus injury and whether he can expect a full recovery. This interview, which focuses on the medicals involved, is meant to supplement this morning's episode in which I break down everything this means for Wiseman and the Warriors on the basketball court and in regards to their basketball futures. So check that out if you haven't already as well. Today's show is brought to you by Indeed. You're the hiring expert for your company, and what you really need is help making your shortlist of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3, post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster, only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications, and schedule complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you quality candidates whose resume on Indeed fits your job description immediately, and Indeed skills tests that on average reduces hiring time by 27%. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests or add your own skills tests, and then add your must-have requirements so that you only pay for the applications that meet those requirements. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than any other job site, all the other job sites combined, in fact. And if you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/locked. Again, Indeed.com/locked. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Today's episode is also brought to you by Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. The NBA is making the playoff push, and the NHL season and Major League Baseball are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time, updated odds and props on almost everything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Hey, Dr. Yoon, thanks for the time here. Talking about James Wiseman's meniscus injury. Let's start here. What goes into the evaluation of a meniscus injury?
I'm not directly involved in his care, so I don't know the specifics of his actual injury. But typically, when you have a player who's injured and you obtain an MRI scan and you see a tear, and obviously that correlates with what they're feeling, the first thing you want to do is understand the tear, because some tears are stable, and there are types of tears that you can play with and you don't need surgery. And then there are some tears that are more unstable or can be more unstable and may end up needing surgery. So you want to understand, okay, are we going to approach this non-surgically or surgically? And then you're also concerned about the future of the player. So, you know, James is obviously, a young player, a potentially franchise player that they want to take care of for many years. And being that he's, a center, there's a tremendous amount of load obviously coming down onto his knees. And so a lot of these young guys coming out of college, they're very gifted and very athletic and talented, but they're not necessarily, they don't necessarily have the strength or the biomechanics to withstand an entire NBA season. And so a lot of times with these young players, you want to make sure that they are strong enough and compensating well so that they can prevent any future injuries or worsening of injuries. So in James's case, you know, he's a very big guy, young, talented, just coming out into the league, now having pain. You see a meniscus tear that maybe you didn't see before, and now you say timeout, and you want to just sort of take a couple steps backwards and try to understand his biomechanics better. You want to try to understand his strength and try to improve all those things. It's a very similar kind of approach as what they did for Zion Williamson. Mm-hmm. When he had his meniscus tear, you know, young guy coming into the league, potential, cornerstone for the franchise. You want to take care of these situations. You want to take care of the meniscus, but you also want to take care of all the little things that can, you know, prevent injuries for the future. So I think that for someone like James, you know, it's wise to take a holistic approach. And I think the team is exercising every precaution to try to make sure that he's healthy for the future.
And just so I'm clear, when you use that word tear, even though the Warriors haven't come out and said what sort of injury it is or another, a tear medically can be anything between, you know, a sprain, a strain, a tear. I think a lot of people hear tear and they fear like, you know, they hear that and they think ACL tear and Achilles tear and just like those worst case scenarios.
Yeah, I mean, it all just depends because tears can vary quite a bit, right? I mean, you can have a small tear, you can have a big tear. I mean, like I said, I don't know his case specifically, but obviously there was enough concern that they wanted to obtain an MRI scan to see what's going on inside. And so based on what they see, you know, they'll respond accordingly. And obviously if they can treat him non-surgically, most people would rather go that route. And, you know, just try to preserve the structures. And, but like a lot of young, talented players that come into the league, a lot of them need more functional strength training and, analysis of their biomechanics, and everyone can always improve. And so anytime you have a young player that's injured himself, especially in his first year in the league, you want to exercise every precaution you can do to try to help keep him healthy.
What would be the determining factor in whether or not he needs surgery or doesn't need surgery?
Well, there's certain types of tears that, through research, there's certain types of tears that have a higher probability of being problematic and potentially unstable. And so it all depends on how the MRI, you know, what you see on the MRI scan. And if you do see a tear, you know, how's that structure torn and how severely is it torn? And that will determine, you know, whether or not there's a higher probability that this could be a long-term problem. You may need to fix it, address it surgically. There's some tears that you don't have to address surgically. So a lot of it is probability based and based on research.
So for a 20-year-old in good shape and, you know, otherwise good health like James, what does a typical recovery timeline for something like this look like?
You know, it all just depends on how, because a lot of teams have objective data on players, metrics, mm-hmm. that they can measure strength-wise, performance-wise, mechanics-wise. And so it all just depends on, you know, how well he performs and how well his metrics are, because if he has a lot to work on, then it's going to take more time. And, you know, functional strength training is not easy, you know, it's not natural. And so you have to, it's almost learned. And so you need some time to sort of learn how to use, say, your muscles, you know, while you're playing basketball. And it's not something, you know, it's not natural sometimes. So it just all depends on what the performance, health, and wellness staff for the team, you know, feels like he needs. And sometimes that's months, sometimes that's weeks. Just depends.
I've read that a kind of a normal timeline for something like this could be, you know, anywhere between 4 and 8 weeks. Is that not?
That's just to recover from the surgery.
I see.
So in the case of like Zion, for example, I wasn't involved in his case, but you know, if you're performing a meniscectomy or you're repairing the meniscus, you know, because if you repair the meniscus, then you need about, you know, roughly 3 months to recover. But then, you know, you just address the actual injury, but you haven't addressed the mechanics of the player. And so then you potentially may need more time to address like any kind of strength deficits or biomechanical deficits. So that could add more time to the recovery.
Gotcha. Any reason not to expect a full recovery from James for something like this?
But I can't answer that because I don't know exactly what his injury is, but most injuries, you see most guys making full recoveries. You know, anytime you're dealing with, like say an Achilles tendon rupture, that kind of stuff, you may end up seeing, you know, a lot of, sort of more functional deficits, if you will. But like I said, I don't know the specifics of James's injury, so it's tough to say. But more times than not, if it's involving the meniscus, usually you'll see a full recovery.
And then you mentioned some other types of – how does this – generally speaking, of course. I mean, how does a meniscus type of injury compare to an ACL, to an Achilles? Obviously different parts of the bodies, but like as far as severity, rehab, things like that.
Yeah, an ACL is a stabilizer. You know, it's a ligament that stabilizes the knee. So you need stability in order to function at a high level. So it's a totally different situation, whereas a meniscus is more of a shock absorber, if you will, in the joint. So totally different structures, you know, functions. So main stabilizers of the joint, like the ACL, you need more time to recover from something like that.
So for somebody like James, a lot of this rehab, rehabilitation stuff might come down to like a pain tolerance thing. I mean, you mentioned the shock absorption, so I think automatically pain tolerance and maybe like whatever long-term effects go along with that, that's kind of what you're looking at?
Yeah, and like I said, anytime you have a young guy, you know, just coming into the league, you know, a potential cornerstone of your franchise, now injured himself, now you take a couple steps backwards and you want to really assess, okay, how strong is he, you know, what are biomechanics like, and you want to address some of the more basic things before you just let him back on the court.
Maybe I'm being optimistic here, but I hear that and I think, well, I guess a silver lining in this would be you now have an opportunity to take that holistic approach and take a step back and look at those biomechanics and look how his body operates and see how it responds.
Right. And then, and if you feel like that's going to take a while, then you're going to take that time to do it because it's important for him to address those issues. Otherwise there's potential for him injuring himself again.
Yeah. And then what's the most important thing regarding the rehab in terms of preventing future injury to this sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's understanding why did he injure himself in the first place, or what are some of the components that contributed to him injuring himself in the first place. So you want to address some of those issues.
Anything else that I didn't ask about that I should have asked about, anything you'd like to add on this?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I think in the end, you know, I think the team is doing the right thing, you know, comprehensively evaluating him. They want to really be cautious with him and make sure that, you know, he's healthy and he's able to compensate well as a player. So I think they're taking the holistic approach here, which is the proper way to approach it.
Well, that was everything I had, Dr. Yoon. I really appreciate the time
okay.
here.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. All right. Thanks, Wes. Appreciate it.
All right.